I love Wisconsin, or as you guys say, Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin, but we have got to...
Bro, not a single laughter in the entire... The silence was deafening. All right, I gotta say, Donald Trump is effing things up from one end of the country to the other. The economy is not doing too hot. We are currently at war with Iran and can't get out of it. And today was the first day that Palm Beach International Airport had its airport code changed from PBI to DJT. This cost $5.5 million taxpayer dollars, and it wasn't really functioning today, as most of the airline apps, United, American, all of the others, didn't have the code updated and screwed over a lot of the people trying to travel. It wasn't too disastrous. Everybody got things figured out. But as you can see on this tweet here, Delta and American Airlines showing code DJT as invalid in their booking apps. You couldn't even use DJT as it is an invalid location. I sense believe that they fixed it, but at the same time, not a good start to Donald Trump's new venture. And right now, he's effing up the country end to end. At the same time, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the Great American State Fair is actually still going on. It went on a few days beyond July 5th. And right now, they're screening The Great Awakening, a hyper-religious Christian movie at the Great American State Fair. It is a movie that is perfectly in line with the themes of Christian nationalism injected into the fair. I've said on the show many times, I have no problem with religion. I'm actually a liberal person in the sense that I think people should be able to practice whatever religion they want. But I don't like the forced religion at a national fair that is supposed to be bipartisan and supposed to be celebrating a country with liberal values. Values that say, no matter what religion you are, you're accepted. Well, good thing the fair got canceled and rained out yet another night. The fair was just closed down. It was canceled. This is coming from Amanda Moore right outside the fair because Washington, D.C. is pouring rain. This is like the sixth time the fair has gotten canceled thus far. Again, he's ruining the country end to end. A little bit over in D.C., this morning, they were placing new tarps on the White House because this guy cannot stop destroying shit. Everything he touches, he F's up. Whether it's the reflecting pool, which we'll talk about in 1 second, whether it's the Iran war, which is continuing to escalate as Donald Trump cannot find a way out. Donald Trump is vacillating between negotiating with them and bombing with them. Neither are quite working. The carrot's not working. The stick is not working. He doesn't know what to do right now. And he is trapped in that war, which is spiking our gas prices. But at least his priorities are straight. They literally crafted out a fake version of what the White House ballroom will look like. Now they're putting tarps over it. They continue to knock things down and rebuild them in a worse manner. It is despicable. By the way, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you are subscribed below. In this video, we're talking about all of the damage that Donald Trump is doing to the structures around him, his failed renovations in D.C., his failed renovations now in Florida. He is ruining the country end to end. And that's not even factoring in the economic damage he's done. When he got into office, he enacted massive tariffs on every single country. We've had nothing to show for that whatsoever, other than isolating our allies and trying to threaten all of the EU for Denmark, or for Greenland, rather. We said we were going to put 25% tariffs on all of the EU if Denmark didn't give us Greenland. Trump was threatening them that. It's absolutely despicable. And this is him today, rotting on his right hand. Looks really, really bad. You can tell they finally found a makeup that kind of blends in. For a while there, they were using a way different shade of makeup. It wasn't really blending in any manner, but this is our president's hand after returning from a NATO summit in which he embarrassed himself. The vice president's not doing much better. Listen to this punchline that he delivers in Wisconsin. When he's giving a speech in Wisconsin, he tries to make a joke about the pronunciation, but it's the cringiest thing I've ever seen, and it literally does not land in the slightest. Nobody laughs.
And I gotta say, it would be so nice to have a governor in this incredible state, one of the most beautiful states in the union, especially this time of year. I love Wisconsin, or as you guys say, Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin, but we have got to...
Bro. Not a single laughter in the entire... The silence was deafening. Listen.
States in the union, especially this time of year. I love Wisconsin, or as you guys say, Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin.
Good one, JD. You got the political charisma. Once in a generation political charisma. Moving on, back to D.C. At the Meridian Hill, Malcolm X Park, the water has begun to turn brown. This is one of Trump's marquee beautification projects in D.C. They've allocated millions and millions of dollars to beautification, or as some call it, Trumpification. I mean, but he's putting his name and face across everything. He tried to turn the Kennedy Center into the Trump Kennedy Center, but they removed that. He put his face on the side of the Treasury building, and it's absolutely despicable. This is the brown poop water. What's the opposite of beautification? Uglification? That's what's happening here. Bro, this is almost worse than the reflecting pool. Remember about 2 weeks ago when Donald Trump did a three-part series of events? The first part was driving his entire convoy over the reflecting pool that he had drained and decided to rebuild. There is a video of his entire fleet of cars driving over this. So goofy. In part two, he rebuilds the reflecting pool, adds more water, they paint the bottom, they do all of this, only for it to turn Mountain Dew Hulk green. An entirely green reflecting pool. There was algae buildup, there were dead ducks, it was gross, it was disgusting. It was almost more disgusting than the fountain that I just showed you 1 second ago, but this one turned absolutely Hulk green. Again, he's ruining all of DC, ruining the entire country, and look at this. It's literally green as hell. They since redrained it, but not before part three, which was arresting people near it. So think about this. Donald Trump drove his car over this. He drove his car over it. Then when it turned green, he tried to blame it on people and have them arrested. Look at this. The National effing Guard pulling up and randomly arresting a woman, or maybe an entire couple right there, who just put her hand in there. She literally just grabbed something and they're like, oh, nope, you gotta go. Dude, no way they are detaining people and doing that. That is absurd. To continue right here, the White House then is getting absolutely ripped on because yesterday they posted something saying Freedom Fuel has arrived. The first Freedom Fuel Network gas station has landed in Philadelphia, lowering the price of the pump to $3.47 for our 47th president. President Trump is leading the charge to lower gas prices this summer, putting more money in your pocket. The only problem is the gas prices in this video are higher than they were when Joe Biden left office. Joe Biden had gas prices down in a steady-handed manner. Number two, it's kind of almost the socialism and communism that the government fearmongers about. We're using government subsidies to make sure gas prices are capped. He's basically doing caps on gas prices at $3.47. Huh. Seems like the same policies that he rails against. Really quickly, Adam Kinzinger responded. And this is what you're about to see in this video. Oil prices without war would be this line at the bottom. Oil prices with war is this price. It absolutely skyrockets, and when it comes down a bit, MAGA's like, oh my God, it's lowering, look at it. But it's higher than it was.
I saved money, I had to go back in and get my change. I thought gas was more expensive, but it's not. So thanks, Trump, for saving me some money.
We're here at the first Freedom Fuel Network gas station right here in Philadelphia, leading the charge to lower gas prices. $3.47. That's for our 47th president, President Donald J. Trump. The price of gas here is 50 cents lower than the Pennsylvania average gas price.
4th of July, the gas prices are coming down, which is great.
I am very happy about the cheap gas prices.
Happy 4th of July.
Hopefully everyone has a great holiday. Super pumped the gas prices are lowered.
Gas prices are lowered from their peak. By the way, oil prices are skyrocketing throughout this week because of the simple fact that the Iran war is spiking up again. The Strait of Hormuz was closed after the United States broke the memorandum, and now it's basically an all-out war with the United States striking Iran, Iran striking back at U.S. military bases in Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar, and all of our allies being further pissed with us. We're not going to get a deal with Iran. There is not going to be a deal, and if there is, it is not going to be favorable to the United States because Trump is clearly desperate for a deal. I like how they couldn't even get people to say, yeah, gas prices are down, they're down. Everyone was just kind of like, yeah, I'm glad that things are getting a little bit lowered. I'm glad that the gas prices are looking like slightly better. People are still struggling out there, and this ad is trying to pretend as if they aren't.
4th of July, gas prices are coming down.
Gas prices are coming down. Look at how this guy words it. Not like gas prices are lower than they were. Back to J.D. Vance over in Wisconsin, as he said, talking about fraud and randomly pointing to a billboard of black women. It's just this type of low charisma, racially charged rhetoric with pictures is just so odd to me. Listen to this.
Need it. I want to be clear that the woman in the back did nothing wrong. But look at this woman in the front with the smug look and the Louis Vuitton bag. A woman who quite literally stole from young mothers who needed prenatal care. And the state of Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen, had to scale down that program.
That's absolutely awful. I think that all fraud is absolutely terrible. But number one, you can't even see the sign. Even when you can, he has to clarify the woman in the back did absolutely nothing. Yeah, if she scammed people, that is absolutely awful. No Democrat should defend that. But it just feels like J.D. Vance and all of these people will endlessly try to point out minorities in America or immigrants who happen to commit fraud while ignoring the vast amounts of white men in power, including in this administration, who will use that same power. Rick Scott still has a place in the Republican Party, and he defrauded people in Florida to the tune of billions of dollars. We have so many people in the Republican Party who have committed fraud, Donald Trump most of all. So I am sick of seeing Republicans act like they're taking some principled stance against fraud when they have so many in their party. What they're actually doing is trying to paint some specific picture by showing a string of minorities who happen to also commit crimes and act like that's where the fraud is coming from. The vast majority amounts of fraud in this country committed by politicians is coming from the white politicians. It's not some racial thing. It doesn't, like, there's no racial lines on fraud. J.D. Vance is just trying to act like there are. If you appreciate these videos, if you appreciate the moral clarity that we bring on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. It genuinely means the world. I love you all. Peace out.